In Isaiah chapter 11, is a prophecy about Jesus Christ. And it speaks about the Spirit of God, verse 2, will rest on Him. We know, not just rest upon Him like the Old Testament people, but was within Him. The first human being that walked on the earth with the Spirit within was Jesus. He was fully God on earth and fully man. But He lived on earth as a man using the power of the Holy Spirit. So He was dependent on the Holy Spirit as a man, just like you and I. Otherwise, He couldn't be our example. He was the first person who walked on this earth. The man Christ Jesus, as the Bible says, filled with the Spirit. The Bible says He was filled with the Spirit. And this Spirit is called here the Spirit of Wisdom. In the same verse, the Spirit of Wisdom. Is this the baptism in the Holy Spirit that you got? Or was it only speaking in tongues? Do you know that Jesus never spoke in tongues? So don't glory in that as a great thing. That's good. I mean, I thank God for the gift, but Jesus never spoke in tongues, and He was the most spiritual man that walked on this earth. The Spirit of Wisdom. That is the first thing. That's what we need. That's what the Holy Spirit comes to give us. And because of this Spirit of Wisdom, it made Him, verse 3, fear the Lord. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So when the Holy Spirit came as a Spirit of Wisdom in Him, it taught Him to fear, to reverence God. Not to be afraid of God, but to reverence His Father as a man. And because of reverence for His Father, it says here, He would not take a judge by what His eyes saw or make a decision by what His ears heard. How did Eve sin? Eve sinned because she judged by what her eyes saw, what her ears heard from the devil. The eyes saw the fruit and her bodily passions were aroused because she saw the tree, the fruit looked so appetizing. She heard what the devil whispered and said, this is really good for you. Isn't that true that most of our sins come through what we see and what we hear? Not just what we see. We think, I'm sinning a lot by what I see. No, what you hear. If you hear a lot of gossip and backbiting and you let it stay inside you, it'll destroy you. We can't avoid listening. Supposing you're in a place of work and people are just backbiting and speaking against the boss, and you can't tell them all to shut up because they're all united in speaking against the boss. But you can make sure that you can be deaf to that. You can't prevent some people bringing pornographic books to college or hanging up dirty calendars in a place of work. But you can be blind to that. He would not judge by His eyes or what His ears saw. All children of Adam, their wisdom comes from what they hear and what they see. Human wisdom. That's why they study. They go to school, and what do they learn in school? Through their eyes and through their ears. They read, they listen, and they get a human wisdom. It's true. People read a lot and study a lot. They get human wisdom. But divine wisdom comes when I say, I'm not going to judge by what my eyes see. My eyes could deceive me. I'm going to decide by what God's Word says. God's Word, with righteousness, He would judge. He would allow God's Word. So that means if Eve was, when she found the eyes telling her something, the ears telling her something, if she had then listened to God's Word and said, what's God saying in my heart? Forget about my eyes and my ears. She wouldn't have sinned. It's the same with us today. We see certain things, we hear certain things, and then we must say, hey, now let me listen to what God is saying in my heart. That's how Jesus lived. See, later on in Isaiah, it says in chapter 42, this is again referring to Jesus. Verse 1, take a good look at my servant. Take a good look at my servant. I hope you're doing that. That is at Jesus. I have a verse in the latter part. He's the one I chose. I couldn't be more pleased with him. I bathed him with my spirit, my life. He will not call attention to what he does. And he will not disregard small and insignificant people. Verse 3. He will not get tired out or quit until he's finished his work. Verse 4. And one characteristic of him is, verse 19, he is blind. And he's deaf. Did you know that Jesus was blind and deaf? I don't mean that he couldn't see, but there were certain things he chose not to see. He was blind to them. He was like a blind man when that happened. Certain things he chose to be deaf. Take a good look at my servant. He lived on this earth just like you and me. And he chose to be blind and deaf to certain things. And I'll tell you this. If you want to follow Jesus and grow in wisdom, you have to choose, make a choice to be blind and deaf to a number of things. See, what does God say in my heart in relation to this? That's the important thing. Let's turn now to Luke's Gospel chapter 2. Luke's Gospel chapter 2. You know, speaking about when Jesus was a little child, taken to the temple to be dedicated to the Lord. It says here in verse 22, he was taken to Jerusalem to be presented to the Lord, to God. And then when he came back, what was he? A baby. Verse 39, when they performed everything, that is that dedication, they came back to Galilee, to their city of Nazareth. From that time onwards, the child, this is not a young man, this is a child, continued to grow and become strong, increasing in wisdom. And the grace of God was upon him. That's why he increased in wisdom. The first person on whom it's the Bible says, grace was upon him. And when grace, when we are under grace, what is the result? Sin shall not have dominion over us. Sin couldn't have dominion over Jesus. He grew in wisdom. The grace of God was always upon him. He chose to be there. You know, it's like a waterfall, the Holy Spirit falling from heaven. And I stand under there and all types of people are inviting me. Hey, come, there's something interesting here, something interesting there. I say, fine, I want to be here. I know there are a whole lot of interesting things there, but I don't want to be there. I want to be under this waterfall all the time. It's we who choose to move out from there because of entertaining things that different people invite us to. And we lose this fullness of the Holy Spirit. And what a loss it is. You cannot be wise if you're not filled with the Holy Spirit. If you don't live continuously under the fullness and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. He grew in wisdom. Further down in Luke chapter 2 verse 52, last verse. And then Jesus kept, this is after the age of 12, he kept on increasing in wisdom. So from babyhood to 12, verse 40, and from 12 all the way to adulthood, verse 52. All the way he kept on increasing in wisdom and stature. It doesn't mean he sinned. No. There was no foolishness in him. There was no sin in him. But as a man, he had to learn so many things. Just like a child has to learn ABC. If a child doesn't know ABC, that's not a sin. If a child goes to school and doesn't know geography, that's not a sin. It learns. So just like in school, we get an education. So Jesus didn't sin, but he acquired wisdom because he grew up as a baby. Just like in earthly things, he grew in wisdom. How did he grow in wisdom? We saw that in Isaiah 11. He would not go by what his eyes told him or his ears told him. He was blind and deaf to the influences of the world that tried to make him take certain decisions or do this or do that. He would see it, he would hear it, but he'd say, "What does my father say?"